Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, God, for the abundance. Hallelujah. A rain from his Spirit that is about to come over his bright, the last rain. Hallelujah. The last pouring of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, is going to bring upon his people not too far from now. Hallelujah. Shortly from now, we're going to experience the last rain, the last pouring of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Since this earth had not experienced for a long, long time, the last time the Spirit of God moved, my brother and sister, mightily, hallelujah, the first time, it was in Genesis 1. The Bible said that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was unformed and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered, moved over the surface of the water. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. He moved, he moved, he moved. There was a great move of the Holy Spirit of God in the creation of the earth, heaven and the earth. This is why everything about heaven and everything about earth is founded. Its foundation is in the Holy Spirit of God. That's why heaven, my brother and sister, is about the Holy Spirit. It's about joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit. Because the foundation of heaven is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When God created it, Shalom, Brother Miguel. Hallelujah. He created it, the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit. And when he created the earth was void and empty. And above the water, above the earth, before the water was ordered to be in its place, the Holy Spirit was hovering, was moving over the water. My brother and sister, when Jesus told his disciples not to move, hallelujah, from Jerusalem until they receive the promise from above, promise of the prophet Joel chapter 2, where God said he will put his Spirit upon the flesh, the beginning of the fulfillment of the ministry is the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus did not do any ministry without the Holy Spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit that we are going to experience the great move of God upon this earth. Jesus even said, it's better, hallelujah, it is better for me to leave, hallelujah, so the Holy Spirit will come over you, to his disciple. They were so concerned to lose Jesus because he has been such a great master, father to them, loving them, taking care of them. And they were so concerned to see him gone. But he said it was better for me to leave, or the counselor will not come. The comforter will not come. And so the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives. To the point that if the bride don't have the Holy Spirit, when the trumpet is sound, it will not go home. Whoever doesn't have the Holy Spirit, it will not go home. My brother insisted, hallelujah. But one thing, those that are being vaccinated, is that the presence of God is not there as it was before. My brother insisted, it's just not there. And Jesus has taken me to hell twice now to show me that when they are vaccinated, their soul gets taken to hell. My brother insisted, we're living in a dangerous time. Now, let's look at the foundation of the Bicene that people are taking biblically. The foundation of the medication of the Bicene. Okay? I'm going to show you the foundation of the Bicene biblically. Okay? It needs to be founded in the Word in order to be of God, in order to be any good, approved by God, and good to man. Because it's only good and it's only a Father, Jesus said, who is in heaven. Okay? Let's read James 3:13. Who is among you is wise and intelligent? We call our doctors, our scientists, our biologists intelligent because they go to college, right? They have a degree, okay? They have a degree. That's why we respect them. And we even think they're wise people. They're intelligent people, right? Isn't that what we think of these people that go to college and get a doctorate degree, my brother and sister, and they started biology and all these things in relationship to virus, medications, and so much, and we respect them, and we think highly of them, right? Am I alone on this, or we agree? My brother, if I'm not using the right word, please remind me. I really had a tired day today, but I really need to go into the foundation of the medication. This, I believe this message is very important to everyone listening. Okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. Someone said not anymore, but usually that's the way it is. Okay? Their degree, their PhD tells us how intelligent they are, and they basically that's what we're saying. Amen. We respect them for that. They like to be called doctors after they get that degree. Do you call your PCP, your personal doctor, do you call them doctor, or how do you call them? Or you call them by the first name? They don't like to be called by the first name. They like to be called doctor. You call them by the title, right? As a respect to them, right? I hope we're all on the same page. Please, please. I know some of you came out of work late, you're tired, but please, I need you to please pay attention tonight, because I believe this is very important, and we need to go into the Word on the foundation of the Bicene. Look at it from the foundation of the Word of God and see, my brother insisted, hallelujah, where did the Bicene stand? Does it stand in the Word? Does it stand in the knowledge of God, or it just stand on the knowledge of men? And if only stand on the knowledge of man, I'm going to show you what is the foundation of the knowledge of man. Okay, read with me. Okay? Who is among you wise and intelligent? And so again, we said the doctors. Let him, by his good conduct, show, hallelujah, his good. And actually, a doctor usually has a good conduct. We agreed. They will behave, right? They respect their patients, right? And all that, my brother and sister. Okay? That's usually what it is. You don't go into your doctor and find him with a beer, dancing, smoking, and doing crazy things. No, you won't expect that. And if you see something like that, you will walk away out of your doctor's office, right? Am I alone on this? They're well-respected people, right? My brother and sister, that's what they are. And that's why we call them doctors. Amen? Okay? Indeed, with gentleness and humility of true wisdom. Right? But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant as a result, or be in defiance of the truth. And this is what Dr. Fauci is. Dr. Fauci is in defiance of the truth, my brother and sister. Okay? Your immune system can be strong enough against the coronavirus. Okay? It can build its own immune system. It can be strong enough, my brother and sister. And you don't need to be vaccinated normally. Even a lot of people over the year have not taken the flu shot. They never felt they needed too, because they got the flu, but the body built their own immune, and my brother and sister, they were able to withstand the flu for many years, but no problem. And the same goes for coronavirus. But Dr. Fauci doesn't believe that, doesn't believe anyone, my brother and sister, can build their own immunity against the virus, the coronavirus. Okay? The Bible, hallelujah, the Bible calls him selfish, ambition, okay, in his heart. Arrogant. Call him arrogant, my brother and sister. He's an arrogant being because he's not standing within the truth of what a human body was made to do, my brother and sister, from God. Okay? So be careful. Be in defiance of the truth. Okay? Now, verse 5. Their superficial wisdom. Okay, and I'm sorry I didn't mention, but I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, okay? I'm reading it from the Amplified Bible, the words being amplified, okay? A lot of us needs to understand it this way. I could read it from the King James also, no problem, okay? Some people understand it good from the King James, others don't. So the Amplified Bible, so we can all understand, okay? This superficial wisdom is not that which comes down from above, right? This selfishness, this defiance of the truth, the Bible says it doesn't come from above. And when a doctor, a virologist, anyone with a PhD have this arrogance of not recognizing the truth, not recognizing that God made the human body, and God made it with the body, my brother and sister, yes, you can take, let's say, vitamin C. Vitamin B12. You can take different vitamins that will help your body, but your body can build its own natural defense, my brother and sister. God made it this way. God made it perfect. And we know it's not perfect in the regard that there's so many diseases and sickness out there, but still, my brother and sister, how many, most of my grandparents and my grand-grandparents were alive the other days. My grand-grandmother died almost of 120 back in the island. How did she got to live so long? The same. And she never went directly to a doctor most of her life. My brother and sister, just taking natural medication. Okay? So these doctors that are coming out in the last 50 years, they're superficial. My brother and sister, arrogant. My brother and sister, understudy, underdegreed. They think that, oh, no, you need this. You need RMA. You need the DMA. You need all this stuff. These contaminant technology, these nanotechnology, my brother and sister, that can contaminate people so much. Now, besides the nanotechnology, they have found in the vaccine, like virus, like demon in them. Remember the Lord showed me a couple of weeks ago, three, that the virus of the coronavirus is a demon. Demon. Think about it. A demon, my brother and sister. And now Christian doctors are looking up these things moving very rare and very weird in the vaccine like a demon. Okay? And the Lord has shown me it's a demon, my brother and sister. Okay? So they are injecting people with demonic being into their body. Okay? How is that okay, anyone listening? And this information, let me see if I can find one of the link from one of the sites that I get the information that I'm signed up to, my brother and sister. I know some of the brothers and sisters listening, they can probably also get it for me. Okay? I wasn't planning to do this. This is not a plan. But I know that a lot of people have a lot of questions, and they want to know, my brother and sister. Doctor, I'm sorry to think about the doctor. She's back. She's in the Dominican Republic. She has an office in Georgia, my brother and sister. Dr. Marie. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. But she provides a lot of information in regard, my brother and sister, to what is in the coronavirus that she's able to see through microscope, my brother and sister, okay, that are very important to know. These are information that are very important to know, And people need to be informed, my brother and sister. Okay? You need to be informed. You need to know, my brother and sister, because these are doctors and they're Christian doctor, and they are, Brightian. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right correctly. They are Brightian, I believe it's called. My brother and sister, and hallelujah. There's an information that they just sent me down. Countdown to zero immunity. Vaccine victims are losing immune function by the week. Okay? Vaccine, they're calling those people victim, my brother and sister. Okay? Those who take the vaccine are losing about 5% of their immune function each week, according to the official data published by UK government. That means the people are plugging towards zero immunity in about 20 weeks. Are you listening? More secular and Christian doctors are coming together, providing people with more information on the effect that these vaccines are causing on the human body, my brother and sister. Now, someone informed me today, and I don't know this. Some of you may know this better than I. I don't tend to follow ministry. I am very careful, since the Lord has told me that if I listen to false teaching, I am responsible for it. Doctor of War for Africa, I've been told today, someone sent me a link and information, is telling people to get vaccinated and says that some of the people on his staff, I don't know if it's all, but the people on his staff are also vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine, my brother and sister. Someone sent me the information today. Again, this is secondhand information. I am stunned by the information. I am shocked, my brother and sister. Okay? Let me, if some of you know this more than I, okay, I got the information today. Someone say, how can this be happening? Hallelujah. Okay, Dr. Word, who I believe, like God told the church to get vaccinated, and is still preaching Brother Elvy and repentance and holy income, and, you know, how can this vaccine make people to go to hell, someone says to me. And so this is why God, this is something, why are God repenting, holy income, and Jesus are doing great work of God, and how can the vaccine, people can go to hell? Someone is asking me. Okay. My brother and sister. Okay. My brother and sister, we've been warned that if it was possible, even for the elect, my brother and sister, okay, we can already see how far they are taking these vaccination vaccines. Okay. In my conversation with Jesus after the wedding, he told me to come down here and tell people, give people his message, his word, one last time. Whether they receive it or not, it's up to them, given the word, he says. Okay? My brother and sister, this is why I tell people you need to be careful, you need to pray, you need to fast. I'm not sure 100% if the information is accurate. The person, they're not providing me with the link of the video. Okay? My brother and sister, I usually, in order for me to speak about it, I like to see the proof. Okay? There was a link given to me, but I didn't see the information there. Okay? On the instruction of the mighty prophet of the Lord, conduct on service on Sunday service tomorrow. Okay, three meter social distance, which I believe is 6 feet. Double mask, gloves, an hour and a half of service strictly. Fumigation after every service. No sharing gown or microphone. Making sure you are tested embassinated. This is his instruction for the service now. Okay? My brother and sister, the information provided to me is in the chat room now. Again, it's what I receive. I don't know. We just got to pray and be careful. We can already see how far this is all going. My brother and sister, okay, I didn't know this. I was told today, someone asked me, how is it possible, Brother Elvi? How is it possible? Person follow the minister, listen to him, think he's a great man of God, and now finding now that this is happening, I am also shocked by the information. My brother and sister, I am very shocked. Maybe someone, we have brothers and sisters and family in Africa that listen to us from Africa usually. Early, I believe 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning in Africa is when they listen to me live, okay? They might be able to confirm that information to me, okay? My brother and sister, this is why we ask the Lord about everything and anything, and we wait on the Lord, okay? Because they're going to get to people, and they're going to force people, and especially if they're having more maybe than 100 people in the ministry, and countries are all going to, again, what is it that the Lord is saying? United States will be the first, and other nations will follow, okay? It's going to be tough in the last day. I was telling someone, again, just like in the days of Noah, how many people got saved out of all those millions, okay? How many people went in the ark, and how many people got saved? Think about it. Did not Jesus say it will be like in the days of Noah? So it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. Like it was in the days of Noah, and then so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man, in the coming of Jesus, my brother and sister. So we are already seeing, my brother and sister. Now, they are alternative to the coronavirus, okay? Like the fusion vaccine that President Trump took. Infusion, I believe it's called, okay? And that is made in Texas, and that vaccine now is being established in all 50 states through hospital and clinic. They're going to be, I believe this year, by the end of this year, okay, injecting that infusion vaccine. And Donald Trump took that vaccine, my brother and sister. Now, I don't know yet from the Lord if we should pray, we should take that. I don't recommend anyone taking it before we hear from the Lord, my brother and sister. Okay? It's very important we hear from the Lord first, my brother and sister. It's been a long day and a long night for me, I tell you, my brother and sister. After the Lord gave me that revelation for Sunday, when he took me to California, there were things the Lord showed me there that I didn't say on Sunday. And I didn't believe the Lord wanted me to say them on Sunday, my brother and sister. Okay? So, please keep my family and I in prayer, because the information going out are very strong. And it's information that people wanted to know for years, my brother and sister. Okay? The Lord showed me, took me into Area 51 and show me what it is in there. Okay? I'm not going to go into details. This is very important, and I know exactly why I'm saying this. Very important. But this is, I'm going to tell you what Jesus says to me. They are talking to demons. They're listening to them. And they are following their instruction. How do they want to be called God's people? The Lord was telling me his people. And then talk to demons instead of talking to the Lord, Jesus was telling me. Okay? This is very important, my brother and sister. Okay? You cannot call yourself a Christian and say that you are after the Lord and then go talk to demons and be led by demon. You need to understand that anything besides the Lord that you talk to is idolatry, is sinful, is evil, my brother and sister. And a lot of politicians, a lot of leaders are doing so, my brother and sister. And the Lord is watching them and watching what they're doing. They make the American people believe that there is no such a thing as alien fallen demon, because those are fallen demons, the Lord says to me, that they're talking to, that they have there. Fallen demon, my brother and sister. It's horrible. It's evil. They even made video, okay, disguising or hiding the devil, the demon that they're talking to in there. They won't allow anyone to go in there. They will arrest anyone on the spot and give them up to 30 years if they come closer to that place, my brother and sister. Okay? I am telling you, may the Lord keep us and protect us, my brother and sister. Okay? Because they made a threat to me that I better not talk about these things that the Lord showed me. But the Lord is greater. The Lord is with me. The Lord will help me pray all night long on this. This is important, my brother and sister. Keep this in prayer. I will not give details, my brother and sister, of what he showed me in there yet until he leads me to share even more, my brother and sister. It's horrible. It's evil. We are living in the last days. We're living, and this is why these things are being revealed. This is why they're being revealed. Because we are in the last of the last. The Lord is about to take his church. But a lot of people wanted to know these things. Okay? And they didn't know. They thought it was false information, because the government denied it so many times and refused to reveal it. My brother and sister, there is nothing hidden that will not come out to light, Jesus says. Okay? My brother and sister, there's much going on. My brother and sister. But our focus is on the Lord. Let's stay focused on Jesus. Let's keep praying. Okay? They are the one being deceived. But you be careful who you vote for and who you follow. Careful. Make sure you ask the Lord who is of God and who is not. He did confirm to me that Donald Trump is his servant. My brother and sister. And he is safe. The Lord confirmed that to me. And that I can tell you. I don't know the man, my brother and sister. The Lord did took me to meet him the other day, but I didn't know him from before that. Okay? I am telling you, be careful. Be careful. Follow the Lord. Follow Jesus. Stay focused on the Lord. We don't have much to go. The bride don't have much to go. There are a few things that, yes, they need to happen, and they will happen, because faithful is him who says on the Trump, who made us the promise, my brother and sister. The Lord made us the promise, okay? And the Lord is the one who's going to fulfill them before us, my brother and sister. We need to stick with the Lord. Now, we also spoke about those werewolves that got hidden in the south and in the north of North Carolina, okay? And there are people that know them but keep the information hidden. Sister from Brooklyn, hallelujah, I have her audio ready to play tonight. She talks about what the Lord confirmed to her, revealed to her in regard to the things that already happened, my brother and sister. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's very important that every time we seek of the Lord and we seek confirmation, I like it because some people have done exactly what I've done. They wait on the Lord, my brother and sister, for confirmation before they can go ahead and release any information. My brother and sister, it's very important that we do the same. We wait for the Lord. We pray. We ask the Lord to confirm any information we hear before we say it. Sister Celestial, that's her name, from Brooklyn. Okay, I have an artist to play. She got a similar information, and she said that these things are watching to attack people, and they will be attacking people, she says. Okay, so that's another confirmation of why already I've been telling you on the Lord's Hour for a few years now. Okay, that these things, they have them, their weapons, and they can use them against people. They have mixed demonic blood with human to make these things. And some of those ingredients are in the vaccine. This is why when they look at the vaccine through a microscope, they can see the movement of these things in the vaccine, these demons, that when they are injected into the flesh, they begin to transform the flesh with, like the information I'm reading to you that was sent to me from, my brother and sister, in regard to the effect of the vaccine, what is happening to people that are being vaccinated. They are being changed, my brother and sister, and they don't realize how much. They don't realize how much, but they are being changed slowly. They say 4% every day, I believe what they say, that their body is being changed. It's a slow change. And this information from doctor confirmed what the Lord told Sister Celestial and what I've been saying here on the Lord's Hour, my brother and sister. You see, I get my stuff directly from the Lord, and I give it to you here. And then any other information that the Lord revealed to other people, then I say, okay, that's another confirmation. My brother and sister, okay? This is why I have to be careful not follow no ministry, because my information comes from the Lord. And some people, I noticed that some people that were contacting me, they wanted to give me information kind of related to what the Lord was giving me, but I'm waiting on the Lord, okay, my brother and sister. We need to be careful where information, and I share with people, God separated Isaiah from the people, Jeremiah from the people, Ezekiel from the people. And when you go back to all the prophets, they only came down to the people, to the city, to give God message to them. But then they were separated. We need to be separated. And a lot of people have not understand that separation is part of the calling. Okay? Separation is part of the calling. So now, verse 15 of James 3. This superficial wisdom is not that which comes down from above. Okay? And again, when I go into the King James, I want to show you. Okay? Still in the Amplify here. King James. I want to show you, my brother and sister, praise you, mighty Lord. Such wisdom descending not from above. Such wisdom descending not from above, said the King James. But is earthly, sexual. Now, this wisdom is in which the vaccine was made, the wisdom of man. But the wisdom here, the college, the degrees, the information, the demonic information they have received in the last days, which the Lord told me the other night, okay? The demonic information that I received, let me tell you, the wisdom descends not from above. It doesn't descend from heaven, another Bible translation says. It does not come from heaven. This wisdom does not come to heaven. The wisdom to make the vaccine does not come from heaven, the Bible says. Okay, James 3:15. But it's earthly, And Adam was called earthly because he was made from the dust, that was made into the dust that will return, earthly. Take from the earth back to the earth. Keep that in mind. Now, but it's earthly, sexual. This is what's in the Bicenes. I'm describing to you through the Bible what is in the Bicenes. Please listen. This is important. Because this is the wisdom that it was used to make the Bicene, according to God's word. Okay? It's not from heaven. It's earthly and sexual. What is the sexual part of the Bicene? That women will not be able to have children. Men and women will not be able to have children. It's a sexual, yes or no? Oh, Jane got it wrong. My brother and sister. Oh, Jane got it wrong. They'll not be able to have children. My brother and sister. And another thing I learned, men who are being vaccinated are having sexual problems. My brother and sister, which I cannot describe here. They're having sexual problem. This Bicene knowledge and wisdom does not come from heaven. It's earthly. It's sexual. And devilish, which means diabolic. Diabolic, demonic, as the translation says. Diabolic, demonic. It's what's in the Bicene. Are you listening? It's not from the wisdom of God. How can the Bicene now? Let me explain something to you. Christian doctors came together to make a Bicene. How can the Bicene be heavenly or be good for you? How can it be good? Let me tell you how. Because this has been done for thousands of years. It has never failed. Every time a group of men and a group of women went before God for a leading on anything they set their heart to do, and God has spoken to them to do so accordingly, my brother and sister, in prayer, that which they set their heart to do have begun to be good. Anyone listening? If anyone there? My brother and sister, are you on the same page with me? I am in James chapter 3. I'm showing you the foundation, the biblical foundation of the Bicene. You can look it up in different Bible translations. I'm in James 3:15, talking about the knowledge of men. For some of you that log in the last minute, you were probably not following the study as I began the study. So let me go back a second and tell you how do we got there and why did we went there, my brother and sister. Again, I started in the Amplified Bible. Thank you, Lord. I thank God because it's his word is thousands and millions of years old. It never fails. And it can be proven through time and never fail. And we will have it in for 1,000 years. It will not fail us. We will use the same word in eternity. It will not fail us neither. It will still be powerful. It will still be alive. And it will still do what God sent it to do for billions and trillions of years. It will never fail, my brother and sister. Again, from the Amplified Bible, James 3:13. Who among you is wise and intelligent? Who do we hold wise and intelligent? Our doctors. So some of us may say, well, our lawyers also. Okay, our doctors, because we're talking about medicines. And we're the word is being applied to the medicine, to the morphine. Okay? We hold them intelligent people because they go to college. They go to school. And they get a PhD. My brother and sister. And so we call them intelligent people. We call them wise. Amen. And you don't call them by the first name. You usually call them doctor. When you make an appointment with your doctor, you call a doctor. Okay? Going through it as fast as I can. Let him, by his good conduct, show his good, his behavior. You don't go to your doctor's office and he has a beer in his hand and he's dancing. If you see that, you walk away. So this guy's not a professional. Don't you do that and walk away. Or this woman's not a professional. You walk away. So they have a good conduct. That's one thing. We know them and respect them for it. With gentleness and humility and true wisdom. Okay? And I met doctor, and I talked to doctor for years that are Christians, and they share the gospel with me very clearly, no problem. My doctor that retired, he would share the gospel with me in his office. We would stay there for an hour just talking about the word, okay? And they have several doctors, even from different states, have told me that they do study the Bible as they go study medicine. It's part of the requirement, they have said to me, okay? But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant as a result and be defiant of the truth. Who do we know today on television that act this way in regard to the coronavirus vaccine? Dr. Fauci. This verse here describes him and how he's behaved on television. He is selfish and ambition. You can see the ambition in his heart that he wants people just to be vaccinated, including children. They're disrespecting the parents' right to their children and so much more. He's arrogant. He's innocent. And he is in defiance of the truth that your body immune system can be strong where you will not die, and there are many people that don't die of the coronavirus. They don't need to be vaccinated, my brother and sister. They can build their own immune system. Okay? So he doesn't believe that. And he's been told, I heard doctors themselves saying on television, they have talked to him and told him that a lot of people don't need to be vaccinated. And he doesn't believe that. This superficial wish, person behave this way, is not that which come down from heaven. Okay? When they behave this way, their wisdom don't come down from heaven. But the verse will end up telling you that it's actually come from hell. Hell. Jesus said, by the fruit, you will know them. You will know them, my brother and sister. This superficial wisdom is not which comes down from above, but an earthly, secular, natural, the translation says, and spiritual, even demonic. Okay? I just read to you there the Amplified Bible. Okay? And I want you to see it. So a different translation, my brother and sister, in case you have not seen it, okay, and see what God is telling us here. Okay, verse 15 from the, thank you, Lord, Complete Jewish Bible. This wisdom is not the kind that comes down from the above. On the contrary, it's worldly and spiritual and demonic. Demonic. The coronavirus vaccine, according to the Bible, the knowledge to put it together is demonic. Demonic is the word. Demonic is the knowledge used to make the coronavirus vaccine because it's talking about the wisdom of man here. My brother and sister, this is why God will never recommend the vaccine to anybody. God's not going to tell you, take this demonic by seeing my daughter or my son, and you'll be okay. No, because demonic usually comes with not only with the knowledge of the devil, but it also comes with demon in it. Demon. And this is what these doctors are seeing now, what the information are being sent. They're seeing demon in the Bicene. It's demonic. And the Lord already had revealed over 2 weeks ago to me that the coronavirus vaccine is a demon. The coronavirus is a demon. Okay? And that the vaccine is not going to stop the demon neither. Okay? The vaccine is a portal for the demon. The vaccine acts like a portal where they can remove the person's soul. Death can remove the person's soul and replace it with a demon. My brother and sister. So there is a portal in the vaccine through the demon that is being injected in the vaccine. My brother and sister. And the Bible tells you clearly it's demonic. Demonic. So God is not going to recommend you a demonic vaccine for you to take it. If anyone tells you to take the vaccine, you need to pray, you need to fast, you need to seek the Lord. Please, this is very important. Very important. If people would have been praying and reading their Bible, as the Lord commanded us, pray and watch, they would have not taken the vaccine. How is it that some people that given their life to Jesus in 2020 and 2019, some of them, the Lord has spoken to them directly, my daughter do not take the vaccine. My son do not take the vaccine. And they have not taken it. And then millions of other concert-going Christians have taken the vaccine. You tell me now. Excuse me. Are people too busy to read the Bible? Are people too busy to pray? Are people too busy to seek the Lord and his knowledge and wisdom? It seems to be. If they're taking the vaccine, it seems to be they're too busy to seek the Lord. They're too busy to read the Bible. They're too busy to pray. So they're not doing what the Lord commanded them to do, to pray and watch. They're not doing that. The Lord commanded them to pray and watch. Not man. This wisdom, pray and watch, come from above, from the God above, who told us to pray and watch. That's the wisdom that comes from above. It came from Jesus. It comes from the Holy Spirit. He is the one who told humanity to pray and watch. Jesus himself four times told humanity in Matthew 24, Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by men. So New Translation says, don't be deceived by men. That's why I need to read from the Amplified Bible. Don't be deceived by men. But men are the one deceiving people. Men are the one deceiving people. If those days will not be shortened, even the elect would not be saved if it was possible. I don't believe it's possible for the elect to be deceived, but we're seeing people now, great ministers and ministry being deceived, taking the vaccine, my brother and sister. And like that sister who took the vaccine and the demon told her, now you belongs to us. Come on. And she was rebuking the demon. The demon was laughing. This is serious. This is life and death. And some people who are saying I'm confused may take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Pray and watch. I have not told one person here to take the vaccine. On the contrary, do not take the vaccine. The Lord sent me to say that, to tell his people, to warn his people, and I've been warning. Do not take the vaccine. Don't take it. Don't take it. And if you don't believe me, go to the Lord. Ask the Lord. Ask God. How can God speak to people and say, don't take the vaccine, the Holy Spirit and the Lord? And then people wonder if what I'm saying is right. When God is telling them not to take the vaccine, God is telling them not to take the vaccine directly. My brother and sister, to a lot of people. 3 days ago, my mom was trying to get a hold of me. Sometimes it's hard for some people to get a hold of me. Because I had told my mom more than 4 times not to take the vaccine. And last time I told my mom, she got offended. She has given her life to the Lord. She says she's been praying to the Lord. The Lord's been coming to her and talking to her. I say, awesome, Mom. Last time she was telling me how she's evangelizing on Facebook, how she's leading people to Christ, even family. And I'm, oh, I'm happy, Mom. Do not take the vaccine. Last time she ended up getting mad at me. Why do you keep telling me not to take the vaccine? Do you want me to take the vaccine? I said, Mom, that's not what I mean. I just don't want you to take the vaccine because I told her, God told me, whoever takes the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. So this time she really got so offended about 5 days ago. She was in prayer and she asked the Lord. And Jesus came and spoke to her. And Jesus says to my mom that the vaccine, Jesus says to her, is part of the kingdom of the Antichrist. And through the vaccine, the Antichrist, Jesus says to her, through the vaccine, the Antichrist can make people part of his kingdom through the vaccine. So whoever takes the vaccine will be part of the kingdom of the Antichrist. Because it is part of his mark, Jesus says to her. My mom was shaking, crying, and praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So 3 days ago, she was trying to get a hold of me. Somehow we cannot. She could not. Her phone called me. Okay? Her phone called me. She didn't even know. I called her back. Said, Mom, what's going on? She said, the Lord spoke to me. And she told me exactly what I told you tonight. Not to take the vaccine, the Lord says to her. Tell the people not to take the vaccine, the Lord says to her. Whoever takes the vaccine will be part of the Antichrist. And she was shocked, but she was crying. And I said, Mom, the way he said it to you is the same information I got. I told my mom. And I thank you, Mom, for this information. I really do thank you for this. Keep doing what you're doing. I am glad. But this is truly the information that needs to be preached. And I'm glad. And I said, I'm going to share this with the brothers and sisters on the radio and the Lord's Hour. It is so true, my brother and sister. So the Lord, when I told her, she says, now that I doubt my son. But I wanted to hear from the Lord. Okay? Now that I doubt you, but I wanted to make sure. And when the Lord Jesus spoke to me, she says, clearly I know now that this vaccine, Jesus said, is part of the Antichrist. Mark, the Lord says to her, to mark his part of his ministry. My brother and sister, she was like, wow, shocked. And she described it to me. And I said, Mom, this is what I've been doing on the Lord's Hour. Alerting people to this, letting them know not to take the vaccine. I was not doing it to make her mad. But practically out of all her kids, it's only me left not being vaccinated. All her kids out of six have been vaccinated. All five have been vaccinated. I'm the only one not, and her, my brother and sister. Then we have aunts that's taken the vaccine already. We have a lot of family already that's been vaccinated that are not themselves anymore. The body is there, but the soul, we know where it is. My brother and sister, they're not the same. They're not the same. And those are the people that are rising against her. They don't want her to preach. And I was trying to tell her that they're not themselves anymore. Okay? And I'm glad that the Lord is working with her to let her see it, to show it to her, my brother and sister. And she is practically a new Christian. She only been serving the Lord for about, 3 or 4 months now. And she already got this information from the Lord. And that's why I tell people, you can pray, you can fast, you can ask the Lord. He'll reveal it to you. This is a massive important in the last days that the Lord speak to us. The Lord reveal these things to us, my brother and sister. I know there are times when the Lord speak to you through someone, even his word, and that's the way he's guiding you, your life. That's okay. However he chooses, he knows everything. If he tells you directly to someone, believe it. The thing with God is, the whole plan with God is that we walk by faith. He said it for us to walk by faith, that the righteous shall walk by faith. He said it this way. It's been said from heaven. No one is going to change that until we go to heaven. My brother and sister, but in this time we're here, it has to be by faith. We have to believe. If people walk away saying they don't believe, they're in trouble with God. Because one day they're going to face him, and God's going to say, why didn't you do what I say? But I didn't see anything. But God said, didn't I say that it was by faith? Didn't I say in my word that the righteous should walk by faith? If every return will not please my soul? Oh, God, I'm sorry. It's been said by God this way. This wisdom is not the kind of wisdom that comes down from the above. On the contrary, it's worldly, spiritual, and demonic. So how can God tell you to take a bison that is demonic, that the foundation of the making of the bison is demonic? How is God going to send you to Satan to give you a bison that he may with his own evil wisdom? He's not going to do that. Come on. Did not Jesus say that our Father is good? My brother insisted, or do we need to be reminded? Let's go there. Let's go to Matthew 7. And let's read the testimony of our Father. My brother insisted. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Verse 9, Matthew 7, 9. Is there anyone here who is, if a son asks him for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? So if you, though you are bad, know how to give a children good gifts that are good, how much more will your Father in heaven keep giving good things to those who keep asking him? It's a new translation. How much more, your Father? Shalom, Brother Benjamin. How much more, your Father? Your Father who was good in heaven. How is going to give you a coronavirus by seeing that the foundation of it is demonic? The knowledge to put it together is demonic. How is he going to give you something that the devil made for you? And how is that going to be good for you? When it's supposed to come from God, not the devil. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your knowledge. He is good. He poured his knowledge upon all flesh, my brother and sister, in the last days. He's helping us to understand more and more. We cannot. If your son asks you for a fish, if he asks you for bread, you're going to give him that. You're not going to give him something evil. No way. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. You're not going to do that. Praise your Lord. If you always treat others as you would like them to treat you, then the sum of the teaching of the Torah and the prophet that will summon the prophet, everything the prophet taught, all the commandments will be summoned. Hallelujah. And this. Praise the Lord. If ye then being good, evil, hug, and good gift unto them your children, how much your Father in heaven who give good things to them that ask him. He's going to give you good things. He's not going to give you a evil by sin. No way. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not going to do such a thing. My brother and sister, therefore, all the things whosoever ye would that the man should do unto you, then you even do so unto them, for this is the law and the prophet. Okay? In other words, me being the son of God, I'm not going to recommend you the coronavirus vaccine. Because I know by the word that the foundation is evil, is demonic. And you being my sister, my brother, that I love, I'm not going to recommend you this evil. No way I'm going to do that. Verse 12 says, therefore all things whatsoever you would men do unto you, do even so unto them. Don't give on this evil by sin. Don't recommend that evil by sin. I would never recommend it to none of my brothers and sisters. It's evil. The foundation is demonic. Don't take it. Don't recommend it either. Don't recommend the evil, neither, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Verse 16 of James 3:16. For where there is jealousy, that's what is in medicine today, and selfish ambition, yeah, to make a lot of money. My brother and sister, there will be disharmony and every full practice, evil practice, or bad practice. So the foundation of the Bicene is made on bad practice. My brother and sister, hallelujah. The grace in practice, moral and the grace in practice. What makes these doctors to be moral, the grace in practice? They practice abortion. I didn't know. I learned this maybe a few weeks, last year, I think it was, that in most of the hospitals of all the state and country, but let's keep it in the United States, because that's where I learned it, they practice abortion. My brother and sister, local hospital here, they practice abortion. And we learned that online. We found the information online. I was like, they do. Hospital can choose to practice abortion. And I didn't know that. I thought they were mostly just separated by Planned Parenthood. No, Planned Parenthood have most of all hospitals practice abortion in the United States. My brother and sister, they call them directly. They call the administration directly to make sure they practice abortion. It's horrible. Horrible. When I learned that, so it's not like I can say, oh, 6,000 children are dying every week in New York of abortion. Not only New York, North Carolina, almost in every single state, this is happening. I heard that Texas was trying to stop, were coming against that. So I don't know if in the hospital they are, because the state is very tough on them. But it also may be. There are a lot of millions of people there. Okay? So, I was like horrified by the fact, the things you learn, my brother and sister. Things you learn. Most all the hospital practice abortion. And Planned Parenthood made sure that they call them directly and make sure they do. And they pay them a lot of money for it, too. That's why they do. Because there's a lot of fun coming their way when they do. My brother and sister, horrible. Horrible. What is happening in the last days, my brother and sister. And the things we're learning and how it's just an abomination. Nations turning into abomination. So whatever there is jealousy and rivalry, there's disorder and every kind of evil. And that's what they open. They already make the vaccine with the knowledge of evil, the knowledge of the devil. But then the devil makes sure there are the demons coming in there also. And they keep it evil. Because verse 16 says, whenever there's the jealousy and rivalry, remember when it was Pfizer, Moderna. Is Johnson & Johnson coming out with their vaccine? All that was in the beginning of this year. No one was sure Oh, maybe February. Maybe maybe later, March. Yeah, they're coming out with their vaccine and the doctors being interviewed on television. And, well, I don't know about theirs, but ours are this and that. And then the other doctor will come out and say, well, no, ours will have this. And there was this rivalry and this jealousy. And they will make sure those poisons are there between these doctors, my brother and sister. Oh, but I will be more secure because we have more hours. We did the trial and we have thousands of people tested through the trial to make sure the vaccine, you know, has been tested right and correct and all that. That's all nonsense and foolishness. And don't believe the lie that in 18 months they came out with the vaccine because they already had this stuff for over 30 years or 40 or 50. You want to know? Seek the Lord. Ask the Lord. He'll tell you. They keep lying to people on television. That's why people have taken the vaccine, because of the lie. Oh, no, they made the vaccine in 18 months. That was 18 lies, they say. They spent 18 months lying to people. That's what they did. Nonsense and foolishness. Our vaccine been around. The prophecy I heard back in 92, 91, my brother and sister, God showed the sister and brother 88 and 89. When he showed them the elite meeting in a round table, one of them showing the vaccine, 88. And there was someone that contacted me and said, oh, Brother Ellie, this goes farther than that. This goes farther than that. Someone more connected than I in that. Okay? And they had the vaccine plan for this, their agenda and this plan that is being revealed. It's just they were waiting for the time because they cannot do it when they feel like it's when God allows it. Okay? Now it's been the time that God allows them to do so because God is in control. That's the fact. And they know that. Okay? They know that. Then Hillary Clinton said that God was the one who stopped her from becoming president. She had the popular vote to win Donald Trump. She could have. Actually, Hillary Clinton had more vote when she ran for president in 2015 than Biden now, my brother and sister. She had more vote than Biden. Biden won the election or won the presidency with less bold than Hillary Clinton. Okay? And she said first, she has said that only God can stop her from becoming president, Hillary Clinton said. And then after she lost, she admitted that only God can stop her from becoming president in her own speech. I was surprised when I heard that. She said only God can stop her from becoming president. And it was so. It was God. She admitted it, that it was God to stop her from becoming president. Okay? Think about it. Think about it. She know who she is, and she also know who God is, who God is in control. They know. These demons, they know. And people, they speak and people don't pay attention to what they say. People take for granted. Don't take for granted what they're saying. They're telling you God is in control. And that they can only get away with the things God allows them to. Not with what they want. She said that only God can stop her from becoming president when she find out all the poll were in her favor. And there was no way Donald Trump can beat her. And the surprise when she learned, later in her speech, she said that only God can stop her from becoming president. I was stunned because they say these things on television. A lot of people ignore those words. No, my brother and sister. No, my brother and sister. They're a demon in the flesh, and she's one of them. And she knows, and she can speak it out. My brother and sister, when the Lord took me one time there, she was there, and she confronted me. She said to me, what are you doing here? She knew I was a Christian. They knew I was from the Lord, and they knew who I was. They said to my face, "You're Elvis Zapata from the Lloyd Tower." Just like that. Obama said it to my face. "Oh, I know who you are. You're Elvis Zapata, preaches on the Lloyd Tower." "Oh, no, we know the message you're preaching." They told me that to my face, clearly. She was there standing next to him. My brother and sister, they took the demon form and they were there. And they said it right to my face. And the Lord wanted me to hear and see it. This is no game. The poor thing is a lot of people don't know what's going on. Had no idea what's going on. My brother and sister. But the fact, the word that comes out of their mouth, it's where you. This is why you need to continue to repent and seek the Lord. Please, this earth, when the Bible tells you, when you read the Bible, you open Genesis chapter 6, and tells you that the how corrupt Noah's generation was, and you begin to read, begin to pray. Don't, when you read a verse, when you begin to read the entire chapter of Genesis 6, view it through the different Bible, like the Word, the Messianic translation. Begin to read and begin to pray. Don't jump one verse to another quickly. I love it what this prophet of the Lord that I knew, that Jesus used to speak to them every day. They used to fast every week, and the Lord used to speak to them. And they gave me a lot of advice. And what they did was for the verses is they will pray and write a note. They had it on their computer or on your notebook, and then you write it into note. Well, verse 1. This is what the Lord giving me. And then you write the notes of what the Lord is revealing you from that verse. And then go to verse 2 and pray and ask the Lord, "Lord, what have you? Give me about this, Lord. What have you me understand out of this, Lord? Please help me understand. I would like to know, Lord." And then take it verse by verse and pray. And pray. And you will get, remember, sister, you will get to a verse, let's say verse 3, where the Lord will have you fast, even for 3 days to reveal you what's in verse 3. And we're like, "Lord, I don't understand." Especially if you don't understand that verse 3 of Genesis 6. Don't jump to 4 and say, "Well, I don't understand. I'll probably lay." No, stop. Pull your horses. Stop. And "Lord, I'm stuck here, Lord. I'm here, Lord. I need you to please." And then begin to fast and pray. "Lord, this is what it says. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding." And some of the studies just on that chapter took people months. Months of praying and fasting. And they wrote down notes. And the Lord gave them so much. And then when they went on to do a Bible study and put that information together, you were like, wow, the anointing, the presence, the revelation. Wow. Because this generation is a farther and evil than Noah's generation. It's right there in Genesis 6. And it's right there in the same practice and more. 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 There's nothing new under the sun. The same tools. Okay, there's a word. What is it? We were speaking, we were reading it. The tool of evil, I believe it's called. The wicked tool. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about the wicked devices, the Bible says. That's what the devising is. They made this device, okay, wicked device, the devising. And they went, and that's what they're using. The wicked uses wicked devices. Let me find, thank you, Lord. It's just so incredible how it's all coming together in the last days. Thank you, Lord. I noticed that from going from one Bible to another, it gave me more verses about it. Thank you, Lord. Job 21:27, behold, I know your thoughts and devices which ye wrongly imagine against me. That imagination, illusion, the demon gives to people when they get their souls. Okay? Psalm 110:2. The wicked in his pride that persecute the poor, let them be caught in the devices that they have contrived. And this is what Jesus showed me when the Pope took the vaccine and they removed his soul, that they have fallen in their own device because they planned this for the people. But they, when they were confronted, are you going to take it? They got caught up in like Saul, King Saul, similar to King Saul. And it's like King Saul, okay, King Saul, Mother Teresa, there you go. That's incredible. The Anthony Fauci mother is Mother Teresa. That is incredible. King Saul, when God knew his heart, God knew his evil. And that's why God had Saul, my brothers and sisters, wait. Because the wicked don't like to wait. The Bible says that him that wait upon the Lord will have new strength. It's better for us to wait upon the Lord, my brother and sister. And the Lord tests us with time. We're waiting. He tests us, you are waiting. You come to the Lord, you give your life to Jesus, you're so excited, the Lord will bless you. And then you ask the Lord for something, and the Lord says, yes, my daughter, I'm going to give you this. Wait on me. And there the Lord is testing you. He tested you, my brother and sister. But also, what the Lord will show you, the Lord will show you through the testing more of him into, he'll pour more of him into you and reveal your talents and gifts in him, my brother and sister. In this revival, upcoming revival that is about to happen, the Lord is going to show his children his power, first of all, his power and glory, because he's going to be glorified through it. We're going to be changed and transformed. And our gifts in the Lord, he's going to manifest. He showed me this several times. So manifest the gifts that are in you. You have gifts that you don't even know in the Lord. You have no idea. A lot of you do, a lot of you don't. You have gifts you don't even know. In this revival, the Lord is going to reveal them to you. You'll be like, what? That I can do, what? Wow. In the power of God, you will. You'll be able to move like angels, fly, and do many things. Caught lightning from heaven, my brother and sister. Okay? This is why it's so important to wait upon the Lord. Okay? Because God works in our life. Thank you, Lord. He has put those gifts in you. There you go. Thank you, sister. They are connected with Mother Teresa, child trafficking. Yes, in the Vatican. It's true. A lot of all that. It's all connected. That's why sex is in that by seeing the foundation sex. Sexual. Okay? A lot of there. Sexual abuse, rape, a lot of things that are happening with children. Okay? It's a lot. All that demonic things are in the Bible. And God's going to go and recommend that to you. Come on, what kind of God you think we're serving? Our Holy Father, our Holy Adonai, is not going to recommend that for his children. Our Holy Father is loving and caring. Every time he has talked to me about his children, You, the love that comes out of his voice, oh, it will melt you. Tell my children I will want them to come to this place. When he told me the New Jerusalem, he is loving. He is caring. Jesus was telling me about the place of refuge, and Father spoke and said, I will take care of my own, he said, with such a love. Remember when he came to me a couple of years ago to remind me, to tell me that he's going to take care of us. And 2 years before the virus showed up, Father came to me, and I believe in a year after, to remind me he's going to take care of us. It's a loving, caring Father. He loves us so much. I would not be here if it wasn't for him. I would not be able to open my mouth if it wasn't for him. But he wants me to speak. Jesus said, Father, please be with him. He said, my word will be in his mouth. Father says, it's a loving, caring Father, my brother and sister. No way he's going to give you the vaccine. When he talked to me about the vaccine, my Lord said, those that would take the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom, he said. Very serious. If I seen him serious like that, maybe once or twice. Twice, I believe. But this, he was serious. I loved it when he smiled. Oh, when he smiled. Oh, my brother and sister, he's loving. He's love. He is love. For people to take that vaccine and think that God will recommend it, no way. No way. No way. No way someone can come. I pray and God told me to take the vaccine. Not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not him. He will not say those things. My brother and sister. Believe me, I tell you, I am not worthy of him talking to me, but he did. And he did tell me that those that would take the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. My brother and sister, the Lord, oh, he wants to save more people. He is broken for his children. He is broken. He is broken for his. My brother and sister, people going to take the vaccine for him is, he says to me last time, out of their own will, they're taking it. In other words, the devil is not even making them take it. Nothing. There's nothing in the army to the door to put an F-16 on their brain and say, take the vaccine or I shoot you. They're not even doing that, and people are lining up to take it. My Lord, my God. Why? Because they're not praying and watching as he told them so. He told them, pray and watch. Oh, I'm tired of praying, tired of watching, tired of waiting for this rapture, they say. Excuse me? God is giving you for free. Free salvation. Jesus died for you on the cross. He gave his life for you. And in him, also eternal life that no one can take away from you. And you're going to say you're tired of waiting? Do you know what is given to you for free? Eternity for free? And you're tired of what? You only have to wait maybe a few years, and you're tired of waiting? My Lord, my God. It's giving you eternity. For free, eternal life in Christ. He gives you salvation, the Holy Spirit, and eternal life in a glorified body that will never age, that will never get old, never get sick, ever. You'll never have a cut in you, ever. You'll never break a bone, ever, in your glorified body for all eternity. You'll move like the angel from planet to planet. My brother and sister. Now, I'm trying to avoid the bastard they like to play, to be honest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, I'm trying to avoid them like the play. Because remember what is in those bodies now. And you won't be talking to the person. It's another one that's taking their place. I'm planning to go see my mom, but the other part of the family, oh, we hi and goodbye. Hi, how are you? But, you know, they know. Okay? My brother and sister, just be careful. Know who you're talking to. Okay? Know who you're talking to. Just know who you're talking to. And also pray for a hedge of protection around you. Pray for a hedge of protection around you. Pray. God will protect you from them and keep you from them. It's very important we pray those things and break any plan of the enemy through them. Okay? The Lord is our protector, our keeper. The angel of the Lord, I come around them that fear him or protect them. Psalm 34:7. Okay? So please pray for your protection around your family or your ex-family. Be careful. Okay? This is why Jesus said, my brother, my mother, my sister are those that do the will of my Father who is in heaven. The goats are being separated from the sheep, the wolf. God is separating those that are not his. This is the separation. Okay, don't let them cut you off, you know. Be careful going to your doctor, to the hospital. You don't want a doctor, a demon in your doctor body doing surgery on you. Because he may want to have a lot of fun. Look at the family. Went to CVS for the flu shot, and it was a coronavirus vaccine they got. I'm sure the person that was given the vaccine, the doctor, was a demon. The demon was, I got him. I got this. Yeah, I'll vaccinate you. Oh, you came for the vaccine? I got it. Be careful. Be ye not deceived. See their intention, the laugh, the hidden laugh. Okay? Just see it for what it is. Okay? Psalm 21:11, for they intend evil against thee. They contrive mischievous device which they are not able to perform. They're not able to perform it because they don't have the license. They need a doctor to perform it. Okay, so we all do have family, but again, just know that you know what's in their body, and they're watching you, and they want you, okay, and you know them. I was telling someone who my sister called, I was telling them, why are you not vaccinated? Why is this? Why that? You know, and they are really interested in people to get vaccinated because they get more people down there. People have to stay in the Great Tribulation and encounter the worst through it. Okay, and their body, the demon in their body, going to turn into werewolf. And go after people eating meat. And a lot of those bodies are going to be killed. I saw people, you know, I shared one time that the Lord takes me, and Brother Benjamin is going to be with us next week. He wanted to be here tonight, but he has to work. We know that. But God willing, he'll be there. He'll share more about the earthquake of California. Our Brother Benjamin, the Lord has shown him, you know. They know that if they can get everyone vaccinated, they're going to get people to turn into werewolf. When the Lord took me to one of the trips to the Great Tribulation, they had just begun to change into werewolf. It was the first day of the Great Tribulation. I was stunned the Lord giving me the blessing twice now. The first day, the rapture happened, the church disappeared. That's why when people say, is it pre-rapture, post-rapture? I've been convinced out of this for now, I don't know how many years. It's pre-rapture. There is no way. Father told me before he released the Nephilim, he's going to take his children out. So the Lord and the Father, both are confirmed to me, the rapture before the great tribulation. So I have no question about that. Okay? And this was in heaven. Think about it. Was there no evil, nothing there that can say, brother, are you sure about that? Down here, people question everything, even their own name and last name. And mom, who gave our grandfather the last name? Where did the last name come? And they question everything. Why do my eyes look like this, mom? Why do I walk this way? Why are my hands this way? They doubt everything about their lives. Not in heaven. This is not an issue. Okay? Not an issue in heaven. My brother and sister. Dr. Mare, and there's a few other doctors now. Also, they're all finding their own finding in the vaccine, which are really good. I just got one of the information today from another UK doctor, Ukraine doctor, who it is, saying that 4% every day or every week of those that are vaccinated, I believe it's every week, of their bodies being changed. And we talked about the change even before the vaccine was released. I talked about the Lord Tower from 2020, right from the beginning. If you go back to the archive, I talked about this even in 2019. I talked about the change in human and turning into werewolf. Now doctors are confirming the change. This is so incredible. So incredible. So he takes me to the Great Tribulation, and I saw people turning into werewolf and going after people and biting them, biting those that were not changing. My brother and sister. But those, once the Great Tribulation began, which, and I'm saying that because Sister Celestial just gave out a word a couple of days ago, yesterday, which is related to werewolf, the change. And she talked about the dimension, which I'm also seeing. I've seen the dimensions. With the Nephilim and Tardis, that's a dimension. Okay? And from that dimension, all those dimensions, it's like they're not going to be there anymore. Him that holds it will be taken out of the way. The Lord is the one in control of all this because he's the one that went to the cross and overcame Satan and all of them, the Bible says. He's going to remove his hand and everything will be one. They got these different dimensions. It's all going to become one right there, one. So the Nephilim will be able to come here right away. And I saw the dividing wall of the dimension. I saw the dividing wall of the dimension. I saw the Nephilim standing on the other side. And it was like a thin wall between us and they, our dimension and their dimension. And the dimension, our dimension, or the dimension holding them back is fading away like every day. Like every day, my brother and sister. Remember when the Lord showed me that I say I was against the war of the Great Tribulation and between now, I share. What was that, 2 years ago now or a year and a half when the Lord gave me that experience? My brother and sister, my back was against it and I was like, it was just shocking. The Lord is the one holding that, holding all that because he has all power in heaven and earth. There's nothing they can do, my brother and sister. But they were looking from their dimension and to our dimensions. They were looking in. They can't wait a day more to come in. When God allows them, it's when Father says so, though. God is in control. When he says so, then all that would happen. Okay? He has to give the okay. That's why we're given the last trumpet. Because when God began to move his people out of Egypt, he began to teach them through Moses about the trumpet, the meaning of the trumpet sound. And they were trumpet to be ready to fight. They were trumpet to be able to march, to alert. It was even a holiday trumpet for the feast. For the feast. They were trumpet for the feast. There were different trumpets when the enemy was approaching and they had to be alert to fight, they had the watchman with the trumpet up in the higher place, which is spiritually is the prophet close to God, and sound the shofar to alert the people. Doesn't matter what time of the night. They could not sleep or slumber. They had to stay up day and night, my brother and sister, the watchmen. That's part of the job of the watchmen. Day and night they have to watch up there. And that's why they have more than one. So one will rest for a few hours while the other one will be watching, and then they will take turn. But the watchmen will have to always be watching. The order for Moses and Joshua was for the watchmen to watch. Okay? If the watchmen would not watch, my brother and sister, the enemy will come in there and destroy everything they had. There are verses talking about the watchmen watching in vain. Okay? And there were many reasons for that. Many reasons, my brother and sister. And watching in vain or not watching as it should is what's been happening in the last 30, 40 years. Okay? Where they, my brother and sister, people have stopped watching. When Jesus said, watch and pray, because you will not know when your Lord will return. Okay? By you doing that, first of all, is obedience to the Lord. Second of all, when you're watching and praying, the Lord reveals to you the plan of the enemy, the attack of the enemy, the agenda of the enemy, how the enemy wants to come in. You'll see it because you're watching. That's a symbol of watching. You'll see the enemy coming. You'll see his plan. You'll see his agenda. You'll see his attack. You'll see who he's using, who he's coming through, how he's coming through, what tool he's using. Like the coronavirus thing is a tool of the enemy. It's a device of the enemy. You see? And the moment, as a watchman in the wall, that the Lord had made me. And the moment, I was talking about it even before it came out, but in the moment it came out, I immediately knew this was a device of the enemy. And I came on the Lord's tower and gave a Bible study about it. People were like, huh? Brother Obi, are you sure about that? What other? And I gave him a bunch of Bible verses. And I gave him a full Bible study. And came back next week the same. And gave him more and more. And I keep giving more now for how many years? More and more Bible study about what's coming. What the enemy is planning. What he's doing. What's his agenda. Now, I said that this virus, and I didn't have the confirmation from the Lord yet, but I felt the Lord was giving it to me. This, by sin, I said, came from Hitler. Didn't I say that on the Lord Tower? I said in one of the programs. Okay? How many of you remember that? If any of you was listening, which I know you, all of you are listening, but any of you remember me saying that this virus, this vaccine came from Hitler? I said it once or twice. Here on the Lord Tower. Okay? And the Lord confirmed that to me. Okay? I dare say it. Hitler invented the vaccine. It was his vaccine. Okay? In Antarctica, there is a portal, which I saw the Lord show me, where John Kerry and they had gone down through there. And someone saw them coming down through there. The place opening and then going down the helicopter. Okay? To talk to the demon. Not just through computer. They can go directly and talk to them. And the Lord showed him to me, them talking to him, to them, getting information from them, I remember. And they were shocked that I knew. Not surprised, but shocked. Okay? And the demon, one of the demon got really mad. Oh, you're not supposed to know this. What are you doing here? The Lord has sent an angel to be with me. And I was like, and the angel said, fear not, God is with you, he said to me. He was there, mighty one, to protect me. And the Nephilim were mad and angry. Oh, no. He can't say nothing about this place. Can't say, they want to keep everything hidden. Everything hidden. The Lord is the one who can make anything happen. Doesn't matter what information we get. The Lord has to convict the heart for people to believe. And as someone, I was telling someone earlier, the Lord, they have to go to the Lord. I never told people here to take my word and run with it without going to the Lord. Never. I will never tell you that. I serve the Lord. And I want you to know that when I give you information, you can go to the Lord with it. Always tell people that since 2012, we began the lockdown, January 21st or 22nd or 2012. I always tell the people, okay, go to the Lord with the information. Get a confirmation. I'm not here to mislead or misguide anyone. I'm fearful for my own salvation. I want to go to heaven. I was told today in the hospital in Massachusetts, one of my dear sister Gloria passed away to be in with the Lord. Sister Gloria went with me in a van to evangelize several times, my brother and sister. Okay? I am sad in a way, but happy. I am so happy. She just entered heaven today, and you cannot even imagine her joy at this moment. She was faithful to the last minute. Okay? I wanted to go out with a group to evangelize, and the pastor said, ask the brothers and sisters to raise their hand. And she was one of the first brothers and sisters that raised her hand to go out with us to evangelize. And we will minister in the different, in the park, the side of the road, building 19 parking lot. We have a large one up north. And we used to go there and park there. And people coming out of the store, we would evangelize them. And we will rebuke demon out of people there. We will pray for them. We will lead them to the Lord, my brother and sister. And she was there supporting us with her prayer, supporting us, talking to the person, leading them to Christ. Awesome. Anointed woman of God, faithful until the end. My brother and sister, her and her husband had an early morning prayer that they will always ask people if they need a prayer to pray for them. Very always loving the Lord, always willing to help out anybody. She passed away in the hospital today. She entered heaven today. This is a glorious day for her. Glorious day. She's finally meeting her Lord face to face. My brother and sister, faithful to the end. This is the calling of the Lord to each and one of us, to be faithful to the end. That once you enter into that glorious place to meet the Lord face to face, you can have a smile knowing that you have served the Lord. And the smile he's going to give back to you, huh, is you're truly going to enjoy heaven when you go there, my brother and sister. It's a glorious day. You know, she was a prayer warrior, so her prayer will be missed because she was a prayer warrior. For her going to heaven, it is an awesome thing, my brother and sister. It's an awesome thing, my brother and sister. This is an awesome day. These are the things that we need to celebrate. People going home to be in with the Lord, my brother and sister. Being faithful to the end, not being vaccinated at all. Trusting the Lord to be our doctor, for the Lord to be our protection from the coronavirus. My brother and sister, to keep us safe, for us and our family, to keep us protected from any sickness and any plague, that they will not enter our dwelling, as it says in Psalm 91. That's the great promise of the Lord, and there is where we need to be standing. I have the word from Sister Celestial, another prophet tonight, which I want you to listen, my brother and sister, because everything you're going to listen is going to confirm everything we've been talking about. Listen.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. Please adjust your settings above or below by clicking advanced or higher quality. If your video is rendering in 144, 240, 360p, you can bump up the quality to 720 or 1080p so that you have a clearer picture to work with. I have quite a few things to cover today. I think various things that I feel led to share. I've said on this channel that I'm not much one for sharing information from my life. I don't believe that that is necessary to do the work of the Master's Voice. However, certain things have just been burdening my heart, mostly because the Lord is warning me about them, and also because they kept playing over and over in my spirit over the weekend, a certain experience that I had on Friday, and I feel that it is necessary to share with other people for common safety, common understanding of the times that we are in. This channel is not here to cause fear, so if you've been watching these prophecies, understand that the Lord has brought you here for such a time as this, as it says in the book of Esther. This is the time when a traditional church understanding and a traditional church background is not going to get the people of God very far. And the reasons for that is not because there's anything wrong with a traditional church understanding, but we have come to the time that the Lord spoke through an angel to Daniel and told him, well, Daniel, seal up the books. So we have come to the time where certain books, certain truths, certain understandings, and certain realities that deeply affect the Christian faith and the Christian mindset and the Christian person, these things are being opened because we are in the final times. We are in the final days. It doesn't matter if you've come from a background that doesn't really teach end times prophecy and end times understanding. It doesn't matter actually if you've come from a church that's always talking about prosperity and influencing and blessing and how to be a very influential Christian in your day-to-day life. I'm simply here to let you know that from the Lord Jesus' perspective, the fields have not been plowed properly. The Christian faith has not been taught properly. Many, many truths in the Bible have been overlooked and abrogated in favor of certain particular parts that are very easy to sell to a hungry and a desperate audience. And as a result, the church is lopsided. It leans very heavily one way or very heavily the other way. And we are not a balanced people who are adequately prepared to meet the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. And so as I go over these few things that have just kept coming up in my spirit until I feel that I have to share them, even if I would not normally share them, I pray that you will understand that I'm sharing these things to prepare you. I'm sharing these things to warn you. I'm sharing these things to kind of pull you up out of any internal or external sloppiness that you might be practicing in your own life without knowing it. And then I will go to the prophetic word for the day. So the first thing is from a post that I made on my community page. I can't tell the date, but it's definitely recently because it came after the PVAC video. That video, I said, had two main themes, and I only covered one, which was what the Lord was saying, the side effects of that first V, and basically all the Vs. He said that they're all dangerous, but that one is the worst, and it will cause the most lingering and permanent damage to the human body. So that prophecy had two parts, and I only covered one part. But even when I left out the first part, actually, I did make a comment, and I said that the Lord has been really laying on me the importance of us understanding the times that are coming. And so I notice sometimes that people spend a lot of time arguing about this, okay, this is this, and no, this is not that, and it's not going to help you in the times that are ahead of us. The times that are ahead of us are going to go right past the natural, and I have to say that. It doesn't matter who will watch this video later. If you are a Christian or not a Christian, and you think that the years ahead, so all the time that is ahead of us, is simply going to be a question of waking up in the morning, getting cleaned up, getting dressed, and going out to a job and interacting with other people. It's not going to always be like that. There are going to be very scary shifts that will come to damage the human reality, in that things that are not human are going to be living among us. And I've covered these things on the blog, and like I said, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but these things, I can feel God leading me there, even if I personally, Celestial, think that it would be too early to start talking about these things. I can feel the Spirit of the Lord drawing me to talk about these things. And one thing that I will talk about is this weird creature, like a wolf with pointy ears and a furry body, but shaped like a person. So I don't know. God was speaking to me, and the word that came to me when he was speaking to me and giving me these downloads, when he was saying that people really need to watch their children, is this word called Wendigo. Wendigo. So never heard about this thing in my life, but the word was clear, and also the spelling in my heart was clear. Wendigo, W-E-N-D-I-G-O. And so after the Lord had given me the prophetic word, I went on the internet to see what this is. And I said in the prophecy that when I looked it up, I was instantly sorry that I did, because what I saw is something that is a cross between a dog, a wolf, a man, and the ribs of it looked like they were all eaten away. So the creature itself looked like another creature has ripped out all its ribs and all its internal organs. And it is a very scary thing. It doesn't even look like the normal werewolves that we see on TV and see in movies and things like that. And so the Lord was saying that we should be careful when we're out. And I'm going to say this, even if you're in your investment banker suit and you're watching this on the train and this seems completely distanced from your present reality, God said that we should be careful when we are out. And the reason for that is because there's not only human danger, but that there is supernatural danger that is slowly creeping into our day-to-day lives. There is supernatural danger. There are supernatural creatures, supernatural entities and beings that are sensing the changing of time. So time is already in prophetic time. Prophetic time is when God is going to finish the kingdoms, close the books, end the rule of human beings as we know it, the reign and the dominion of man on earth, and God is going to usher in the kingdom of his son. But as that process happens, you will find that there will be a weakening of, I can't explain what it is, perhaps it's a weakening of dimensions or something like that, but it's going to weaken. And when that dimension that we live in now starts to weaken, the other dimensions surrounding us become strengthened. And there are things that live in those dimensions that will become very bold. So one of the pictures that I've had over the weekend is a picture of, you know, these off-grid people. So they move out of the city, which I'm not judging. I can't say anything about that. But they move, perhaps prompted by the Lord or prompted by wisdom, they move out of the cities and they go to live in more remote places. And they live where there's a clearing so a human being can live there because it's flat and they've built a house and everything. But then not too far off, maybe a couple of hundred meters, there's the forest, the actual living forest. So what I was seeing is a picture of a porch of this house that has been built with very sturdy logs, and the laundry. So the laundry was on the line, and then as the laundry was fluttering, there was a shape among the laundry, and then the shape moved away from the laundry, and then when the lady came to check the laundry later, there was a paw print on the laundry, but the thing is that the paw print was too high up, So this was not the mistaken pause of if a dog or a wolf had run among the laundry and then, I don't know, got entangled and tried to hit the laundry. No, it was deliberately placed very high up on the laundry, almost at human hand height. And the understanding that came into my heart was that this creature put this print on the clean laundry so that the family that lives there, especially the man, can know, I am here. I live here. I live in these woods. And at any time, I can visit you and take one of you, and there will be nothing you can do about it. So these are just the images that come on my heart all during the day. So you can try to imagine a person doing, you know, normal work, daily work, and then these things that are not related to daily life at all, spreadsheets and deliverables for your boss, these things are coming upon your heart. This is what I saw, that people who live in the mountains, people who live in the hills, or people who have relocated to these remote areas should really be careful, because these things are there. They are thousands and thousands of thousands of years old. They are there. And they will not take it kindly that people are there and people will start to go missing. That's all I can tell you. And not only that, I saw the shape of this creature. It's very skinny, long, and hairy with the ears. But it was standing in an alley in the city. It was standing, this wolf dog creature being, was standing in an alley in a city, in a dark alley. And it was there. And the Lord was making me know that they are bold. And they will come to areas where people live. So it's not only this thing. I'm sure there are other things. I have certainly seen a wide range of things that are not human. But it's not only this thing. Many of them in different shapes and sizes will come to populated areas and people in populated areas. Cities where you think the worst that you can encounter is a mugger. People will also go missing. The Lord was also warning about human danger. And I think this is where I felt led to share my personal experience Friday. So I will not add a prophecy in this video. I will simply put this up as an update, and then I will do the prophecy later. So human danger. Many times God has said to me that obedience is life and death, life and death. So as a Christian, you're living your Christian life, and many people write on my comments and they say, you know, Celestial, I wish I could hear God like you. Oh, I wish the Lord would speak to me like you. And I have to say, many times the Lord is speaking. God is always speaking to his people because when he says something in the Bible, he really means it. It is not a caveat statement. It is the real thing. So when God says, my sheep hear my voice and they know me, he really means that. So for instance, to all of you wondering why your family members have gone and taken this thing, despite the fact that you've been trying to tell them and tell them and tell them, there are so many reasons, and I will try to share those reasons at the end of the video. But God says emphatically that those who are truly his sheep can hear his voice and they will obey him, and that is a fact. So when you perhaps feel a prompting in your heart to do something. There are many people, they will feel a prompting in their heart to do something, and then they will douse that prompting with cold water. What do I mean by douse it? They will doubt it, and they will think things like, why am I thinking this? And where has this thought come from anyway? And why would I think that? And what does it mean? And they will pick and tear at that prompting of the Holy Spirit until basically they tear it to shreds, and then the Holy Spirit will not speak again. And then there are situations where the Lord will speak to someone through a verse clearly and tell that person to do something. And again, they sit on that verse like a brooding hen. So many Christians are actually very disobedient people who will perceive from the Lord. He doesn't have to actually say to you certain things the way he says them to me. The way the Lord speaks to me is because of a calling. It is because of an innate, inbuilt system that exists in me that was built into me before I was born. And so the Lord can simply come to that microphone and speak into that microphone at any time. And even when I'm in full sleep, I will hear him. And when I wake up, I remember. But for the most part, the Lord speaks to us through his word. Many Christians cannot even graduate to hearing the voice of the Lord, the occasional voice of the Lord, because the written voice of the Lord, sorry, this is just my journal, but let's just pretend it was my Bible, which is too far away off camera. They don't obey the written word. See, the word will say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and then you won't obey that. You will do all the things to others that you definitely would hate them to do unto you, so you're disobedient to what is written. You know, the Bible says that if you see one who is in need and hungry, don't just pat him and say, oh, you know, go and be filled and the Lord be good to you. Many times the Lord gives me this impression of a person who is wealthy passing the home of somebody who is not wealthy. It kind of feels like a woman of South American descent in that house who has many houses. And this vision comes to me so often that I think it might actually be a real person who is doing this, or several real people. So I see a person who is well off, a male that walks past a place where a woman who has about 4 or 5 or even 6 children lives. And in his heart, he knows that that family is not doing well. He knows that that family is struggling, but he does not take the natural step to simply get groceries and take it to the lady and say, you know what, I don't know you, but just simple math has told me that you are a single mother with 5 or 6 children and that I am doing absolutely no harm by bringing you these 6 or 7 bags with beef and with cornflakes and with tons of milk and tons of bread and tons of cheese and jam and peanut butter and things that I know that children consume per second. Children are like vacuums for food. And this person does not do that. And the impression in the heart of this person is, I'm waiting for God to tell me to do it. So we see what is good to do. We observe it every day in our lives, but we don't do it because we want a special prophetic word before we act on it. And the Lord was making me understand that that is just the arrogance and pride in the heart of his people. The reason that they do it is not because they don't feel the nudging of the Spirit, or not because they haven't read the words of the Lord, which is to do good unto others. They want to hear God specifically say it so that when they're telling the story later, they can say, and then the Spirit of the Lord said to me, go to house 408 and give them grocery. You see, the story doesn't sound as good if we can't add the prophetic part into it that the Lord spoke. And yet, the Bible also says that when you do good, your left hand shouldn't even know what the right is doing. So you shouldn't even be telling anyone. If you take people grocery, if you help to pay off someone's student loan, if you're paying someone's rent, or if you're helping to pull your brother out of a ditch, these are not even things that you should be bragging about or boasting about, because the minute you do them, you lose your eternal reward with the Lord. And so it's difficult for many people to hear the voice of God in our times. Now, to bring all of this back to what happened to me on Friday. Friday was a very busy day for me. My Fridays usually are choked, and I always look forward to when I'm done and I can just come home and unwind and not have to reply email or do anything and just be with God and rest. And so I went out, and it was an extremely hectic day, and I didn't have time to have food. I just had some tea, and that was all I had. And by the time I finished, I had to go many places in New York. And so when I finished, I was in an unfamiliar borough. I'm not going to name the borough, but I went to a borough. I live in Brooklyn, and I went to another borough that I don't live in because I needed to get some stuff done there. And so when I was finished, because winter is coming, it was already getting a little bit dark, and I thought, you know what, let me just walk around and see this place, and then if I can find a snack, a hot snack, I would like to have that. So I walked around for a better part of an hour, and then I was saying, God, you know, I really would like some food. And then one street later, I found some food, and I thought, oh, great. I stood in line, I got the food, and then I started walking. But now I'm carrying my handbag, and I'm carrying my work bag, and I'm carrying my laptop, and I'm carrying portfolio, and I'm carrying another bag that I have on the crook of my arm, and I'm trying to eat food. And I'm sorry. I was unbalanced, and I was so tired. I was so, so tired. And I saw a chair. So I see this chair, and it's obviously a homeless person's chair, but the homeless person did not happen to be using it at that time. It was just one of those metal chairs that they usually put in the gym for assembly. And I thought, oh God, thank you. And I sat on this chair, and I started to eat my snack. And as soon as I sat on the chair, the Holy Spirit said, You have to move. It is not safe for you here. By now, it's fully dark, and the street is hectic with activity, so many people coming and going, so many cars and buses and activity, and that is not good for us as Christians to be around too much external activity. It jams your internal radar. It really causes white noise in your spirit, and it can be very hard to hear the Lord. But by the grace of God, I always hear him. And so I heard the Holy Spirit. As soon as I sat on the chair, he said to me, Celestial, it is not safe for you to be here. But I was tired. I was really tired. And I'd already taken one or two bites of this thing, and I wanted to finish it. And so I didn't move. I took another bite, and the Holy Spirit said, move, 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 move. You have to move now. And I didn't move. I said, God, I'm tired. And I took another bite. And the Holy Spirit said to me, it is not safe for you to be here. Now, let me tell you what was going on. Next to me was a group of about four or five boys. And as I watched, the group was growing, and it was clearly a meetup spot. So these kids were getting ready to really jam their Friday. And this was clearly a place that these teens had told each other, let's meet here. So boys and girls were walking up there and going, hey, hey, what's up? And they were giving the fist bumps, and they were hugging each other and you know, and saying, we're so-and-so, and we're so-and-so. Oh, I think he's still coming, or I think she's still coming. And so on the outside, all it looked like was teens. But I began to feel very strong demonic activity coming from among these teens, the kind of demonic activity that would take them later to smoke weed, to fornicate, to do all sorts of things. And I also began to feel strongly that one of these children would come over to me and hit me in the face, directly in the face, and either break my nose or damage my face so bad that I would have blood coming out of my mouth and my nose. So this is all the impressions that started to come to my heart. And yet still I sat there. Now, I've shared on this channel that partial obedience is disobedience. And when the Lord speaks to me and tells me, Celestial, do this, I'm putting down whatever and going to do it. So many times during the day, if I'm working from home, when the Lord will speak to me about something regarding this ministry or this channel, I will put that work down and I will do what God says, because God is my primary employer, and everything else that I do here on earth, I'm not taking with me to heaven. And so I know which master to serve when and how fast. And many of us, as I've said earlier in this video, do not do that. We do not honor the Lord. When the Lord says, this person needs help, I want you to sow into this person's life, we begin to act as if this money is the last money that we will ever have. Why should I give her $300? It's 300 whole dollars. What has she done for me lately? And when I sow this $300, what am I going to get back? I'm not speaking of myself. I'm speaking of very real things that people share with me every single day. And what we don't know is that partial obedience, even doing it a week later, a person might be going through something horrific in their lives. And that $300 would plug the difference between perhaps their eviction and their being able to hang on for another month. But because you, as the secondary God to Jesus Christ, have decided that you will not do it, that you need to pray a third time and a fifth time, and you need to receive confirmation, the Almighty God of confirmation, you are causing damage in a person's life, and God will overrule you. He will find someone else to plug the gap. He will find someone else to help that person. But later, you and the Lord will discuss that disobedience. And so what I learned from that situation, because the Holy Spirit did not relent. This was taking place for maybe only 2 minutes, maybe less than 2 minutes. But the Holy Spirit did not relent. And I learned a very important lesson. I learned that in the end times, the distance to lose your life between a yes and a no will be this. I always teach it on this channel, that in the end times, when you are walking and you hear the voice of the Lord say stop, he's only going to tell you stop that one time. You see, because these are not the times when the black-suited cops are on the street right now. There's a lot of violence on the street right now, but those guys that shoot to kill aren't there. And so in these days, God still has time to say, Celestial, you're not safe. You're not safe. And I saw in myself that tiredness can be one of the reasons that the elite will lose their lives. people who truly love God and who truly obey, but who may be walking through the forest for 5 consecutive days on just cans of food and not enough water, we are at risk of coming to the point, God's elect, those who truly love him and obey him all the time, it is still possible for us to be harmed, because maybe by the 5th day or the 7th day of a trek on water and canned beans and nothing else, not even a Snickers bar to give you a little extra sugar, the Lord may say to your leader, we have to move. He may simply say to the leader, we have to move. And then you're in that group and you're just thinking, I've got nothing in the tank. I have nothing. I cannot stand up. I cannot take another step. And the leader is saying, we have to go now. And there may be something tracking you through the trees. Or they may have heat-seeking missiles on you, and they can see, oh, we've got a bunch of them, 12 of them in a clearing, right? Send a missile to them or send something to them and just blow them all up, because those are all Christians. And God is touching the leader's heart. God may not speak through the leader. God may speak through that quiet person in the group who never says a word. So someone you've been with for 3 months who's always quiet and timid suddenly says, we have to move. And then the elect are sitting there, and the elect are worn out, and the elect are so tired, and they just can't see themselves taking another step. And then they linger for 1 minute too long, and that may be costly. So normally I will not share from my life, but this has just kept coming up into my heart. Like, Lord, you're trying to tell me that no matter how much we love you and no matter how faithful we've been in the past, obedience must be constantly practiced. I could have learned this lesson privately and kept it to myself and just said, thank you, God, I will never do it again, because I saw very clearly my own face. These children have a new TikTok challenge every 5 minutes. And the current TikTok challenge, at least in America, is to hit an adult in the face and try to get away with it. It's called Punch a Teacher Challenge. And I saw my own bloody face in a vision, because one of these children would eventually, because of the demonic activity among them, come to me and hit me right here with no warning and break my nose or break my teeth or break something. And what was happening as I was sitting there and just saying, God, please just give me 30 more seconds, I'll finish this, is for some reason these children kept being drawn to where I was sitting, because that's what happens. Wherever light is, people think that the devil is afraid of Christians. He is not. The devil saw Jesus fasting for 40 days and thought, that guy, and went to him in the desert. When the Lord was having a meeting in heaven with the sons of God, meaning that God was speaking to the other angels, the Bible says that the devil came among them, and God tolerated him and said, well, where have you been, Satan? And he said, well, I've been on the earth walking to and fro on it. And that conversation led to the destruction of Job's life as a test. So don't think that the enemy is afraid of us. He is not afraid of us per se. He is only afraid of the expression of the Christ in us. I'm not sure why I'm saying all these things, but I believe, God, that somebody needs to hear it. Satan is only afraid of the expression of the Christ in us. And so darkness will be around light, hanging around it. When Apostle Paul was preaching, that girl with the demon followed him for 3 days straight. There is no reason for a demonized person to be following a person that has light, except that they cannot stay away with it until they are rebuked and until they are destroyed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that chair was empty and those kids were not there. But as I sat there, more and more of them began to come until they were slightly forming a semicircle around me. And that is when the Lord stopped saying, move, move, and simply showed me the picture. One of them is going to be prompted by a spirit to hit you. And as soon as I saw that, tired though I was, I picked up everything and put it back on my body, and I walked away still eating. But that was a lesson for me, and I'm sharing this lesson with whoever needs to hear it. Partial obedience will cost you, and it will become costlier and costlier, and these vaccines are an example of that. So I said something about that in the beginning of the video, and oh, yes, it is that you've been speaking to your family member and you've been trying to stop them and they still went and did it. And that's because there's a very powerful spiritual component. The mystery of lawlessness is what is pulling these people. And so the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice and a stranger they will not follow. And there are many people who come to this channel and say this very curious thing. But good Christian people have taken it, so many good Christian people. And yet Jesus said in the scripture that there is not one good. There's not a single good person except God. So all I want to say is you need to ask yourself who these good Christian people were that would not listen to the voice of the shepherd, but instead followed another voice. We are going to get the shock of our lives when we find out just how many not good Christian people exist among us, how many not good Christian people, unsubmitted people, people who do not truly hear the voice of God, people who are hearkening to what I call and what Apostle Paul called another Jesus. They're not listening to the Holy Spirit. They are listening to another voice. Many saying, oh, you know, I'm going to take it. But then he said, if we drink any deadly poison, he meant an error. He meant if you are poisoned, not if you poison yourself, not if you exalt your knowledge above his directives, his direct knowledge, his direct warnings, and then say, okay, God, so I did it anyway, but now I have this palsy. Heal me. Okay, now I'm magnetized. Heal me. Okay, now I can't stop hemorrhaging. Heal me. You cannot be so lawless and then think that without repentance, you will come into the compassion and the mercy of God. It doesn't work that way. And so I pray that this video will have some use. I'm not sure why my heart was so burdened to share this, but just these two things that you need to be careful of: supernatural danger, the increase of supernatural danger. You need to be careful of the increase of human danger. In fact, on the next day after this Friday, on Saturday, I went out and I was on the bus, and the bus stopped at a red light, and directly across the street, right on the side of the bus, there was a man with a 14 to 16 inch machete and another man who had broken off an entire piece of jagged fencing, and these two men were dancing around each other in the middle of downtown Brooklyn in broad daylight about 2 p.m., about to either slash each other or stab each other. And the store owners along that block ran to their doors and shut their doors so that this fight would not spill into an enclosed area and harm any of their customers. And I saw this thing, and everybody on the bus was exclaiming in shock. And this is the kind of thing that I have prophesied on this channel for so many months now, more than 18 months, telling people that God said that wickedness is rising in the people, and America will become a gangland. It will become a very, very dangerous place where you are calling the police, and the police are just basically telling themselves it's not worth it. It's not worth it to go outside. It will be like purge anarchy, where there's just no law, and the police just don't want to die for your issue, don't want to die for your house break that's going on with 15 guys with AK-47s. They're just not going to respond, and you are truly going to need the Lord Jesus Christ. So I will make the prophecy separate, but I am just sharing this. Be careful when you are out. Be careful of human danger. Be careful of the increase of supernatural danger, and obedience must be immediate, and obedience must be fresh. It must be like the showbread that was before the tabernacle of the Lord. The showbread was baked fresh every day. They never put stale bread there. Your obedience has to be fresh. Your obedience has to be ongoing. Obedience has to be moment by moment. And we have to ask God for grace. This is what my personal experience on Friday taught me, that I'm obeying the Lord in all things, in whatever he asks, and yet tiredness can make me slow to respond. It can make me say, God, just another minute, I'm coming. And in the times to come, we may not get that minute. So please be aware of these things. I'm not sure if I will leave this video up for a long time or it will just be momentary, but for now, I will upload it. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. May the Lord bless and keep you and continue leading you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Until I see you again, goodbye.
Welcome, everybody. God bless you. This is Brian. Welcome to Love Has a Name. I have got a mighty word from the Lord for all of you. Right now, I can feel his presence pouring down upon me as I start this video. And so I want you to open your hearts. We're going to invite the Lord now and listen and receive this word with mighty great expectation, because the Lord is going to impart something into everyone, all who are willing to receive by faith. All right? So before we go ahead and invite the Lord to be present with us, please hit subscribe. Please turn on the notification bells if you haven't done so already and you've enjoyed any previous videos from this channel or from this Instagram, wherever you're watching. Hit the like and leave a comment on what blessed you, what you felt, what came upon you, because God's presence will touch many of you. All right, here we go. Today is September 30th, the last day of this month before October 2021. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, all that you have done, and what you are about to do for your people. Father, we have great expectation and anticipation for this word you are about to release. We give you thanks. We invite you now, Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and be with us in this present moment. Manifest yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This word I received today at about 12:08 p.m. as I sat still, these were the words that I heard. Eagles, my eagles, yes, you my prophets and prophetic voices, both seasoned and new, I am calling you forth to the very forefront of the battle, where the heat shall be the hottest. You are entering the October fire that I spoke of, and yes, there also is an October surprise, as my servant Amanda Grace has received from me. You must take your places and must be sure in your hearts that you belong to me and that I am for you, because you are standing in the gap for this nation. And you who have stood with me, you have done well. I am with you. I will not abandon my own. It is important in this season. It is crucial in this crucial hour that you share and spread the news of the truth. Spread the news and the truth of what I am doing, what I am speaking to as many people as possible. Are you learning something from others about what I am saying? Then share it. Even these little acts are taken notice of by me. By doing so, you help overwhelm the darkness with the light of my word through my people whom I have chosen, who have responded to the call to be my mouthpieces. It has not been easy for you, I know. But you, my remnant, have shown me that you will not cower back in fear, but are determined to stand till the end. And I will purify you. I will exalt my name through you. Signs, wonders, and miracles will break out. Be set ablaze this day. This is your 10th month. And for those of you who know that I also speak in numbers, you will know that 10 is a form of completion as well as judgment. Think of the 10 plagues of Egypt. I am the Almighty, and I always reserve the last move for myself. Think of the Red Sea parting. I did not reveal this to Pharaoh, as I did the plagues that would come 10 times before that. Remember, my people, that your fierceness, your boldness, your conviction, and your righteous anger is towards the devil, the darkness, sin, and evil, not towards the people. For you can be righteously angry at evil and yet abiding in love, because I am love. And my word says that the fear of me is to hate evil. So abide in love, love the people, speak from a place of love. It must be your motive, your intention. Deep in your core, speak from there, and I will do the rest. I release a new anointing upon you all now. You who are listening with an open heart, receive it now. This anointing will carry you through this month and give you the strength needed to stand through the fire. As I heard the words of the Lord, there was a great pause at this moment, and I felt quickened in my spirit that when recording this video, I am to pray for the viewers. So I will stop now to pray for you. Thank you, Father. As an act of obedience and faith according to your word, I release your new anointing to your people now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just reach out your hands and speak it out loud. Say, I receive it. That's it. All you need to do is declare it. Speak from a place of faith. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. If you're driving or are unable to fully participate in this prophetic act, just go back and watch the video when you are alone. The words of the Lord continued, and this is what I heard. For those of you with eagerness, anticipation, expectation, which is a sign of faith. For those who have received this prayer, you have been anointed by my Spirit. Just continue to trust, and you will make it through the various trials that are coming. Be compassionate towards one another. For what you have gone through is something you can testify to others who are going through the same. Stand united, my people. My salvation is on the horizon, and my prophets and prophetic voices are those on the mountaintop, telling you what is coming. I value them as I value you. Be set ablaze with my fire. And now, go forth. These are all the words that I heard, and I have delivered them, and I am filled with great joy at this moment. I am so grateful. Know that God is going to carry you through. For those of you who know you are part of His remnant, for those of you who are called to the office of the prophet or have a prophetic anointing on you, the Lord needs you to dig your heels in deep and stand strong, because undoubtedly He has been using others who are watching, as He has with myself, to stand and deliver His words and to encourage, exhort, and uplift the body of Christ. all for the glory of Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah. God will not be mocked. Things are going to get hotter this month. But oh, God will never allow himself to be put in a place of checkmate. He always wins. So I bless you. I thank you. And I challenge you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. I challenge you. This word, get it out for the glory of God. If this channel at any moment has blessed you, do yourself a service and sow by sharing this, that you may reap the blessing of the Lord for partaking in spreading his words of encouragement, of truth for the prophetic season. So share this on your TikToks, share this on Facebook, share this on Instagram, share this on YouTube, share this wherever else you can. If you want, Twitter as well, Rumble, a lot of other places that I don't even know. Do it. And do me a favor, comment below when you shared it and where you shared it. Father, I give you thanks in advance. Bless your people for helping to further the truth, that the truth and the light of your words may overtake the darkness. For we win, saints. We win. So stand firm. Know that you are victorious. We are not victim. The devil is the victim. And he is going to wish he never even tried coming against the mighty name of the Lord and his people who are fearless in the midst of opposition. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Until next time.
I am seeing the month of March as significant in God's timeline. Remember the word from January of this year? March, March, March. And from February, beware the Ides of March. Listen to this vision. I'm seeing a person sitting on an airplane. Next, I see their arms, then their hands in front of them. They are tied together. Yes, their hands are tied in front of them. Changes to the airline industry. And from January the 25th of this year, the Lord spoke saying challenges for the transportation and airline industry. Listen to this prophetic riddle. Hear this saying, my son, changes come soon at the throne of his mercy. To delay no longer, I have called in mercy. Those who repent will receive my grace. To go any farther, they must run the race. Changes in time to the seasons this fall. I come in glory for those that fall. Changes in history and changes in seasons. I mark each one for these reasons. Take not as mark that you do not fall. My Father extends grace to all that call. My grace will soon be lifted. Listen to this prophetic word. For this land shall lie in anguish. Mourning and lamenting shall not cease. Only the cry of the righteous shall be heard. For I provide a time of judgment and will not hear the cry of the wicked. And behold, the season I have spoken about, says the Lord. Change is coming to this landscape. A city called Monroeville. And another prophetic word. Now how will you come before me and present an offering which I have not required? For there is an aroma that rises from the sacrifice which is a stench to my nostrils. Where is the wise man and the skilled artesian? Do you not know I search the hearts and minds and try the reins of the heart? Have you withdrawn into hiding, O man? Behold my destroyers as they search you out, and I work a work in your day. Changes to the seasons. Changes to the times of the seasons. The foundations of the earth are out of course. Here's another prophetic riddle. Testing my grace and running this race, my Father provides to all his grace. The time is near for those who hear I visit this fall from heaven appear. Many will say they hear my voice. To them is given an ear to hear. They see my grace abounds and stays upon all who say, my Lord is King, is just, we sing. They brace so tight and behold my face. To see how I sent, to them I called, they ran in haste. See how I send the thundering rain, teach me this riddle and teach me to say, Jesus my Savior, to him I brace. I close with these words of wisdom. In Luke 12, verse 35, let me repeat, Luke 12, verse 35. Let your loins be girded and your lights burning, and ye yourselves be like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding. And when he cometh and knocketh, they may open to him immediately. My question is, are you part of the marriage of the Lamb? Or are you a servant that must wait for him to return from the wedding? Which?
Well, hello, my friends. God bless you. Brian here. It has been a while since my last video. I'm going to explain why, all right? Today is October 16th, 2021. I want to let you know that this entire week, since my last video, I haven't really been on YouTube. I haven't actually been able to watch many videos as I am normally accustomed to. And the reason for that is multiple things. Now, if you remember correctly, the Lord gave a word for October, and the word he gave was October fire. Wow, I have been going through a lot of fiery tests involving multiple things regarding my job, which the Lord opened the door to 5 years ago. Now, all is well. I thank God. No one can shut that door on me, and that's what I decree and declare. So I've been going through a lot of change there. And just to briefly, somebody who was mentoring me and was a tremendous help at work actually left the company, and I was preparing for the transition. Apparently now I am a so-called supervisor, not in title, but rather in my role, a supervisor, over two other employees that were working on our team. So now I'm the point person, I guess you could say. With that said, I have a lot more responsibility. My workload practically doubled. I have to train. I have to do the work I normally was doing. And then on top of that, the transition to learning the other things that I have doing. And you stack that on top of all these C19 speaking code, C19 mandates within the workplace, exemptions and accommodation and so forth, and all this. It's been a lot going on. Been pulling out extra long hours, but God is faithful, and most of that fire has settled down, and now I just have to adapt. I have to create a routine for myself. So I just want you to know I'm still here. I have not been able to because I have to be a good steward with what God has given me. And that is the main reason. All right. Now, on top of that, a couple of days ago, my new phone came in. I actually had the same phone for about 4 years. And I'm the type of person, I don't drop my phone. Like, I may have dropped it once or twice in 4 years. Okay. Now, about August, which is 2 months back, all of a sudden, I had dropped my phone like 8 times. I did not understand what was happening. You know, most people would overlook that, but being prophetic and knowing that the Lord speaks to me in many ways, I started to question and ask the Lord, okay, Lord, is something happening? Do I need to prepare myself? Do I need to look into something new or whatever? So anyway, I'm recording this from my new phone, so the quality is a lot better. I do apologize I'm not wearing a mic because the mic that I used for my old phone had an input on that phone, but on this phone I was just looking. Literally, I don't have that same input, which was like a headphone jack. So if I need to, I'll wear my headphones and we'll do a Bluetooth style. So I apologize if you can't hear this at the moment, okay? Now, if you have been gracious enough to still be listening to this, I didn't mention at the beginning, but I am going to share something that I received last month in September. I'm going to share a vision, and I'm going to just briefly make a quick video just to let you know I'm still around and whatnot. Things are happening. You're probably going through fiery trials as well. And you know what? If you want to mention down below, you don't have to. If you want to mention down below what you're going through, maybe like in a general way, feel free. I know that we have a lot of subscribers and people who will watch this who are called as intercessors or just who have a heart for God and who will pray for you. So thank you, Lord, for your presence. I feel that. So God is confirming that that is what will happen. So if you want to leave your what you're going through and ask for prayer, feel free. I know that many people will come on here that will read the comments and they will pray for you, as will I. Okay, so let's get on to something spiritual, all right? And then later on, I will do my best to get back into a routine. Please don't expect a video a day as I was doing before, because I have to give full attention to the job God gave me. I want to do a good job for him, because even though I'm not thrilled about the change, God made it very clear to me that I'm going to look back eventually. Who knows if that'll be in a few months, a year, I don't know. Not too far in the distant future, I'm going to look back and I'm going to realize it was necessary. So I thank God, and if I have any complaints, I bring them to him in prayer, just as David did. All right, don't complain to your friends, to family, do your best. Bring them to God and leave them there. All right, so anyway, let's get to this vision. All right, on September 17th, as I was being still, I had a vision. This vision is very short, but I believe it's letting us know in terms of like a timetable where we are at. And so I want to share that with you. All right, on September 17th, 2021, I had a vision in the night, and I briefly saw a sonogram. And I saw a sonogram of a baby, and instantly in my spirit, I knew how far along the baby was in terms of its growth process. It was 7.5 to 8 months. Now, I don't know why the Lord didn't just give me a direct, you know, amount of time, but it was a range, 7.5 to 8 months. If you notice, obviously a month is on average 4 weeks. So 7.5 would be about 2 weeks in, okay? 2 weeks in is approximately 14 days, 15 days, you know, roughly. And the fact that I had this vision on September 17th, right? Ninth month, 17th, which is midway, it's about 2 week mark, about the middle of the month. If I take the 7.5 and I go backwards from 9-17, I get to a borderline between the middle of January and the beginning of February. Now, if we go by the 8 months, right, because the vision said 7.5 to 8 months, that's what I felt in my spirit. If we go from the 8 months, you take September 17th, you minus the 8 months, you get to approximately January 17th, 18th, around there, okay? Now, it's not exact, it's a range, and that's the way God is doing it. But what I have been sensing is that whatever this baby represents, and it's not literal, it's symbolic, whatever it represents, God is showing that something is about to come full term. A birthing is about to happen. Now, what is very interesting, is that what happened around that time, around the middle of January, about the beginning of February. The only thing that pops into my mind, based on what God has me, what he's been showing me, is the false, fake, illegitimate inauguration of JB. All right? Which happened, if I'm not mistaken, it happened on the 20th, right? January 20th. And so, take about 9 months on average, right? And obviously, some women give birth just before 9 months. Some, you know, right on time, some a little bit after, and whatnot. So I believe that's why there is a range. I believe God is showing us that if we take September 17th, when I receive this, and that is the 7.5 or the 8-month mark, That would mean, let's go from the 7.5, okay? Full term giving birth would be to 9 months. So 7.5, which is 7.5 to 9 months, is about a month and a half afterwards. So if we take September 17th, we add 2 weeks, that's the half, that brings us to the end of the month, and then like to about the October 1st, whatnot, and then we add another month, we're looking at about the beginning of November, okay? That's that's where the range begins. Now, if we go to the further end of the range, the 8 months, when I receive this on September 17th, we add another full month to get to the 9 months, right, for the birthing, the full term, then that means approximately, lost my train of thought here. Okay, approximately the middle of October. Let me just stop for a second just to make sure I'm thinking about this correctly. 8 months, 9 months, middle of October. Yes, okay, so today being October 16th, technically tomorrow, the 17th Sunday, would be the 9 months, okay? So I've been sensing between about now to about the beginning of November, even a couple days in, I believe the Lord is showing us that this is another shift that is happening, and there is going to be a full term. Something is coming full term. Something is about to birth. I believe it could very well be, thank you for your presence once more, Lord. I believe that the Lord is showing us, because remember when we entered fall, when fall began, there was a full moon for 3 days, and they call it the harvest moon. I believed that the harvest is speaking of, this is the season for the beginning of the wicked receiving the harvest for everything they have sown. All the evil they've sown is going to come back, and they shall reap it, and it shall be devastating for them. Now, I believe we are about to transition and shift into that. So I personally, you don't have to do it. This is just me. I am keeping an eye between now and probably midway November for major, major things to birth forth. Now, we know with all going on with Trump, the true president, with all this, all their attempts to mandate and to force things on the American people, when this is the land of the free, but they're trying to force it, we know that the heat, the intensity, the fire has been very, very hot. I have a couple of you who have reached out to me on Instagram, a sister out in California, a sister out in Oklahoma. You know who you are. We've been chatting, and you're all going through your own fires. So know that you're not alone. Just yesterday, my wife was speaking with me at the end of a long week for her, and she, you know, not to get it too personal, but she was, I realized what her fires was at the end of the week. I mean, we barely got to really, really, really talk during the week because I was just working so many hours. And she's got her own fires. I have my own. My sister herself has her own. My mom has been going through some things as well. So this is this is that moment where the fire is the hottest. The testing is the hardest. But God is so faithful. He will not abandon you. He will not abandon me. So I want you to keep hope alive. Just yesterday on the 15th of October, God is so funny. I had a long, long week, and he knows I've had a very, very long week. And then the week before that was when I realized everything was happening at work. So it's been a long 2 weeks. Just yesterday, after I finally finished working, I went upstairs to just relax. About 10 minutes in, the presence of God came upon me where I knew a prophetic word was about to come forth. And I was like, I just sighed. I said, yes. I said, and I just thought about how good God is that he allowed me to wait, or rather, he waited for me. You know, he's just so wonderful. Nonetheless, I went, I sat down, and I received a word from the Lord, and so I will be sharing that this weekend, so definitely stay tuned for that. And it's very interesting because 2 weeks ago was the last prophetic word, and then 2 weeks before that was the last, was the one before that. It used to be every couple of days that I would receive it, beginning in May, Every couple days, I would receive a word. But now it seems like just in 2 week increments, at least this is the third time that's happened. So we'll see what God does. But I believe he needs us to trust him. And that's why we need to already hold on to what he has spoken. All right. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. This is a very brief video. I have to, I have to figure out a way to record and have a mic because I do understand some of you. The hearing, it may be a bit of a challenge at the moment, so I will do my best. I'm very sorry if this is a little difficult for you, but I'm trying to think of everybody as well. And thank you for your patience for those that I haven't really been on YouTube. Posting a little bit on Instagram, so you would definitely want to follow me there. At the very least, I posted here and there a few things late at night, 12, 1, 2 in the morning, after working and just relaxing a little bit. So anyway, you guys have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. And we're going to await that prophetic word very soon. And God, I have to go back and listen to it. I listened to when I was receiving it, I was taking it in. And even my wife, what she was talking to me yesterday about the fires she's going through, she actually spoke two specific things that God had just spoken to me like an hour before in the word, which was a way God was confirming his word to me. So gracious, so gracious. God is so good. All right, God bless you guys. Definitely, if you haven't subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Like, comment, share, follow me on Instagram. And God bless you. I love you guys. Until next time.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel. Today is October the 18th of 2021, and I'd like to bring you another word from the Lord today. The Bible tells us that in the end times, people will be deceived, that there will be much deception in the world. And we can look around us today and decide that people are deceived, and even we can be deceived. We see things from a viewpoint that others don't see it from, and we assume that we know the truth and are seeing it properly, while others are blinded. And yet the truth may be that to some extent we are all deceived, and especially when we look around our world today. We see violence and destruction, a collapsing of our society, of our economy, and a falling away of those things that we found our security in. We too can be blinded by what we see. And the only way that we can find truth is by going to the Word of God, going to the Lord and hearing what's on his heart, because our assessment of things taking place may not be accurate. If we are believing that our world is doomed, that our nations are doomed, that society is doomed, that the evil that permeates its fabric is undefeatable, we are deceived. The Bible clearly